The Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 72. Hello, everybody. I am David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And I welcome you to the 72nd episode of this podcast. Again, I am continuing what I started in the last two Leadership Minute videos. And if you're not watching the Leadership Minute videos, head on over to YouTube and type in Leadership Minute, and there I am. And of course, you can find that link on my website, daveguerra.com. However, back to the podcast and issue at hand. The last two videos were, hurrying the recruitment and hiring process and preparing for change. So let's get started. See, when it comes to recruiting or hiring, there's one thing that is certain. It cannot be rushed. You cannot rush it. Sure, we might be behind the proverbial eight ball, but that should not serve as an excuse to rush things. Never. The same goes with preparing people for change. See, when change comes down, it comes down at its own pace. It's usually, it arrives at its own pace, and it's something that does not, it takes its time in getting here. But when it actually arrives, it arrives like a bat out of hell with little to no warning. And that's okay. That's what change is all about. Now, how we react to that change is something we can actually do a lot about. See, because when we prepare for change, especially we prepare our staff, our employees, the people we lead, the ones that follow us, the ones we're managing, the ones we were delegated to take care of, we can do this real simple. We keep them informed. That's it. Keep them informed. Because when you keep people informed, especially your staff, they can put rumors to rest. They now know what's going on as opposed to making up their own stories, making up their own lies, and making up their own falsehoods. And that's not a good thing. See, once they can put those rumors to rest, they're better focused. They can now return to their job at hand, their job, and do what they need to do. And when they're kept informed, they can set their sights and vision on a better, well-defined future with the organization. And not build or not a future, they don't keep their eyes or their vision on a future that's not well defined, that's built on too many unnecessary uncertainties. Now, that's one thing you do. Now, once you've got them informed and you're telling them what's going on, what do? You solicit feedback. See, when you solicit feedback, it keeps the communication channels open. It brings in other perspective and viewpoints into the conversation. Who knows? There might be possible answers to the current situation that were previously unthought of. Seriously, it could happen. Then the next thing you do is you encourage questions and deliver answers immediately throughout the entire process. See, asking questions helps relieve the stress of uncertainty. Asking questions also helps the organization members realize they are part of the process of the resolution. And answering all questions without delay and openly, transparency here, it helps encourage more questions to be asked, which in turn helps staff know where the change is and what's being done about it every step of the way. Now, the last thing to do, aside from keeping them informed, soliciting feedback, asking questions. Simple. You walk through possible scenarios, either man-made or natural. It happens all the time. We're getting ready to enter May, and that's usually hurricane preparedness season, or time for the hurricane to be prepared for hurricane season, which starts on the 1st of June and lasts all the way until the 31st of December. Or no, I'm sorry. The end of, end of November. 6 months. Or sudden weather events or tornadoes, if you're in the area of the country where tornadoes are prevalent. Wind damage, wind situations, sustained power outages, stuff like that. Natural and man-made. Fires, what happens? See, once you do that and you work through the possible scenarios, all concerned are better prepared to handle the situation when it actually occurs in real life. Additionally, all members of the organization also know what to expect from the organization's leadership. And when they know what to expect from their leaders, they are more comfortable and trusting, especially when the change arrives. Now, speaking of another type of change, and that's growth. That's expansion and that of the organization. And that leads me to the next topic, which is the hurrying, the recruitment and hiring process. And there's many reasons why this can happen, some of which is, like I said, a sudden expansion, an increase in the workload, a new contract that requires more full-time employees. Thus, this creates a rush to hire people. Now, again, this can be a problem if it's not dealt with immediately, properly, and dealt with in a manner that shows that you know what you're doing and you're not just trying to throw bodies at the situation. Ideally, you just want to give up and do that, but you really can't. See, you need to ensure that everyone concerned has a complete understanding as to what you're looking for in an employee, what the expectation is of them, the potential, the future employee from you. You have to be perfectly and in most cases, brutally clear about this. You need to ensure that they have a complete understanding as to what's going on, because if they have any doubt, you're going to have problems. And that's why rushing the process really doesn't help, because stuff like that does get overlooked. Now, they've submitted their applications and have gone through the process, and again, you're dealing with sudden growth. So many of them will meet the initial qualification. Great. Perfect. You know, the education requirement or the experience requirement or the age requirement, because some situations, you know, you can't hire anybody under 21. Now, you should take time to get to know them. And by this, I mean, do not rush the interview process. I understand you've got a lot of things to do. A lot of things are going on, but don't shorten the interview process, because it's a great time for them to get to know you, just like it's a great time for you to get to know them. It cannot be rushed. And don't come across as being rushed, because they will pick up on it and they're just going to say what they think you want to hear so you can hire them. And that's not a good thing. Now, like I mentioned earlier, there's going to be a rush to get boots on the ground. And that's okay. It's, you know, have that mindset. You've got to do, work's got to go, and it's got to happen. It's got to take place. And again, while they met the initial qualifications and they have the basic skill set that you need for them to do, realize this, that the moment doesn't matter what they do in the organization, any employee that comes in, they could have 50 years experience doing something. But if this is the first time working for your company, they are unproven. Yes, I said unproven when it comes to the unique way you and your organization does business. Remember that. And when you remember that, you're also going to know that the only way to solve that problem is by training. And again, training cannot be rushed. Now, it can be accelerated, but do not be afraid to either recycle the individual, meaning bring them back again, or slow down the pace for everyone. Because again, if it starts looking like everybody's sitting there with a blank stare, then you know you need to slow it back down. Now, either you or your trainer will have to make that call. Again, you know what you're seeing, you know what you're experiencing, or your trainer knows what they're seeing or what they're experiencing. You make the call and stick to it. Don't just say, hey, look, we need you to pick up the pace. Because again, you are the indicator. You know, you're the professional. You know how your business needs to run. And these people are just giving you this blank stare, that it might be time to restart all over again or slow everybody down. Now, again, continue the training. Continue with a modified plan to ensure that all are trained accordingly. Modified plan, meaning within 90 days, you're going to give them 6 months worth of training. Or within 6 months, you're going to give them a year and a half's worth of training. But it's modified. Ensure that they can get the job done, do their job, but they're trained to do it your way. And then once all of that is said and done, guess what? Train some more. And continue to train some more. And always train. Constantly be training, because again, if you're not training, they're not learning. And if they're not learning, they're not knowing. And if they don't know, then they don't know what to do and they don't know what the expectations are. So how can you hold them accountable? Something to seriously think about. See, when it comes to preparing for change or the recruiting and hiring process, there is one common denominator: communication. By being perfectly clear in what you want, need, and expect, that will serve to ensure that there is little to no miscommunication or misunderstanding. See, communication, either by formal or informal training, ensures that all parties are on the same sheet of music and can handle any change that is occurring or that's coming just over the horizon. Folks, it's important. Keep those channels open. Keep them constantly open. And if you hear silence, don't accept that everybody understands, because not everybody understands. Somebody might just be afraid to ask a question. So get out there and solicit feedback. Talk to them. Learn from them. Let them teach you what you're not teaching them. They'll tell you. They'll let you know. Because if they're worth their weight in gold, the gold you spent to hire them, train them, and put them on and pay them, then guess what? They're going to teach you a lot because of that. They're going to be able to talk to you, and they're going to be able to share with you what they're lacking. And once they do that, now you know what to do. Listen, like I said, keep those channels open. And in the meantime, I'm going to talk to you again in 2 weeks. I'm David Guerra. This has been the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 72. And until then, I wish you a good 2 weeks, and we'll talk to you soon. Don't forget, you can always contact me at Dave Guerra on Twitter or Dave@DaveGuerra.com by email. Want to hear from you? Let me know what you think. Have a good one.